My name is Larissa Beck, and I am the Community Living Director with Reach for Resources, and I am from Maplewood, Minnesota.
Hi, Larissa. Could you tell us a little bit about your role at Reach for Resources?
I am the person who oversees all of our community living programs, our independent living programs that we do and work with people one-on-one in their homes to become more independent. That is our employment services that we do, and that works with folks to find and keep independent jobs.
Would you be able to share a story with us of somebody whose life changed while working with Reach for Resources?
Yeah. Torrance is a guy that we have worked with for a number of years. We've done both the in-home services and the employment services with him. He is somebody who has experienced homelessness, has lived in a shelter, and I'm just so proud of the work that he's done for himself. When we started, he was living with his sister and with his mom in a small apartment, and we helped him to be able to get his own place and find a job to help support himself. We helped him to get his driver's license, and then he ended up actually getting his forklift license as well. After that, we helped him to get a job at the airport. He is somebody who's told me numerous times that he would be dead on the street if it wasn't for us.
Larissa, are there other stories of this kind of positive impact that you've seen?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Kiara is another example of that success. When I went out and met with her, she was living in a small studio apartment with her young daughter, about 6 or 7 months old. And we helped her to go to school and get into a lot better of a living situation. She got into a program to do her CNA license. She ended up passing that exam on the first try and then landed an assistant job as well at the same time. So when she got her job, she was now able to move into a new place and help support her daughter, who's now 2 years old.
How has the current situation and the stay-at-home order been affecting your day-to-day interactions?
Our staff are meeting with people virtually or over the phone. So for my staff, they're going and trying to do all of this remotely. We've had some really inventive ways to be able to use video conferencing. We've done some shared video feeds of workout videos and done them in tandem. There's another person that we work with who has more of the housekeeping organization kinds of goals. And the person who works with her was like, my dishes are dirty, your dishes are dirty. So they did their dishes at the same time through video conferencing. Another person that we work with, we helped him put different color coding around the dials of his stove so that we could help to see what level his stove was at while he is cooking. We're trying to do as much as we can and keep things as normal as we can.
What would you say is the most important takeaway you would want somebody to know about Reach for Resources?
There's a lot of folks that we work with that wouldn't know where they would be without our assistance, without our weekly support. So many of them don't have anybody else, and we are the only person that is a positive influence in their life for them and help pushing them forward. And I just can't tell you how committed my staff are to helping people realize this for themselves.
Larissa, thank you so much for all that you do and sharing these stories with us today.
You're welcome.